Hey man, well, good morning to everyone on the line in service today. Happy Father's Day to Dad and all our members that are present or couldn't be present today. We still lift up in prayer the wonderful fathers that exemplify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the way they carry themselves and look after and care after their loved ones. Beautiful Sunday school lesson. I want to thank Sister Kimberly and my wife. Wonderful Sunday school lesson. Listening in this morning, was able to really reflect on the provision of God. As the Sunday school lesson expounded on His grace and His mercy.
Amen.
And He gives that in abundance. It doesn't, I think Sister Kim said, He doesn't halfway give us anything. He gives us His all. And His grace is extended to the least and to the greatest of us. And to the rich and to the poor. And the rain and the sunshine falls on the just and the unjust. Amen. So we serve a God who is always doing exceedingly abundantly above we could ever ask, think, or imagine. And it makes me reflect on our service to Him, giving Him our all. And with all that He has given us, there is a level of contentment that we must have. There's a level of gratitude that we should have. And there's a great measure of joy in the midst of everything that goes on in life that we should also have in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to bring a message today that God put in my heart. And this message is entitled Contentment, Gratification, and Joy. Contentment, gratification, and joy.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, thank You for this blessed day. Thank You, Father God, for this blessed time and blessed occasion where we can come together as a body of believers, putting all of our faith and hope and trust in You. Thanking You, Father God, for all that You have done, all that You continue to do, and all that You will do for us, Father God. We thank You, Father God, for Your grace and Your mercy. We thank You, Father God, for this church and for our members present. Those that couldn't be present, we still lift up in prayer that You be with them throughout this day and throughout this week. Father God, we lift up in prayer our pastor and first lady. Continue to bless them and all our members, Father God, wherever they are, whatever they're going through, that You continue to be with them, strengthen them, comfort them, Father God. We give You praise and give You glory for all You do for us. As I bring this message today, none of me and all of you, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight, for You are my Lord and my Redeemer. In Jesus' holy and precious name, we thank You and we pray. Amen.
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 As we begin this message today, I was happy to hear the joy and laughter that we had in Sunday school. It brought to mind Proverbs 17 and 22 that talks about a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Amen. Yes, it does.
So we keep our hearts merry and cheerful, and it continues to minister and feed our souls and our spirits to keep us in a good place of knowing that we have a Lord and a Savior who is always there, who's promised in His words to never leave us nor to forsake us. So, as I bring this message about contentment, gratification, and joy, at the heart of this message is really about a total reliance on God and focusing on Him. And as I often talk about, it's the perspective of how we look at life, not just about what's happening, but how things transpire and happen in our lives And from what angle or direction, what perspective are you looking at your circumstances and situations? Are you looking at your situations as problems or as challenges? Are you looking at the hurdles in life as things that's going to make you stronger or things that's going to keep you from going or getting to the next level? Mm-hmm. You look at them as a barrier or just something else that I'm going to, through Christ, get over and get through. Mm-hmm. So that's a perspective of how you're looking at the things that you're that's coming up against you that the enemy might try to put in your way. Mm-hmm. How are you looking at your circumstances of your life and realizing everything that you go through, there's only one or two ways of looking at things. You either look at those things as temporary mm-hmm. or things that's going to last forever. Uh-huh. And is this a permanent situation I'm going to go through mm-hmm. or is this situation subject to change? Mm-hmm. And we know with our faith in God, everything is subject to change.
Yes, it is.
When you put your faith and trust mm-hmm. in Him. Mm-hmm. The only thing that is eternal and is promised to us is our salvation.
Amen.
So that's the things of God that are eternal. Mm-hmm. And things on this side are temporary. Amen. So it's like looking at, I wish I could have the example of three coins. And you look at a coin has two sides to it. Mm-hmm. So the first coin would be satisfaction. Mm-hmm. The other side is contentment. Mm-hmm. Coin number two is fulfillment mm-hmm. and gratification. Mm-hmm. And then coin number three is happiness and joy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the practical terms, you look at a coin, you say there's heads or tails. There's good and there's, you know, there's one side, there's good and there's evil. Mm-hmm. So, as you think about the terms I just stated out, purposely, I stated satisfaction on one side and contentment on the other. One of those things is temporary, mm-hmm. and one of those things is eternal. Mm-hmm. Fulfillment and gratification, one of those things is temporary, mm-hmm. and one of those things is eternal. Mm-hmm. Happiness and joy, one of those things is temporary and one of those things is eternal. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. satisfaction, fulfillment, and happiness are temporary. Mm-hmm. These are based on self or personal perspectives in life. You'll be mm-hmm. satisfied for a moment and mm-hmm. dissatisfied at another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel full in one moment and then empty in another. You're going to be happy one day and then sad in another. So there's a lot of temporary situations. But the other side of that coin, there's contentment that can be eternal. Gratitude you can always have. And joy is eternal. But it's a perspective that you have to keep your focus and attention on. It's always present. Mm-hmm. But we don't always put our attention on those things. Right. So being content, being grateful, and having joy is based on God.
Yes.
And our attention being on Him, and our trust and dependency being on Him. We know happiness is about what's happening in your life. Mm-hmm. Somebody give you $100, you're happy.
It's temporary.
You hustle utilities, take $100, you're safe.
Very quick.
So, those are the things that are temporary in life, but we can always have joy. And the focus in the scriptures that I'm going to highlight today bring our attention to how we can have contentment, how we can be grateful, and how we can experience joy eternal mm-hmm. at all times. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, as I mentioned, satisfaction, fulfillment, and happiness is almost like I equate, the temporary things in life. A meal is going to only last you so long, right? A delicious meal. You have new clothes. You're happy about them when you first get them. And then as they get old, you're like, okay, look at these old rags. Get that brand new shiny car. It's beautiful on the first day.
Tired of it.
And then it gets to a point where you just complaining about it because you're always trying to fix something. Right? So, the things that don't last are the things that don't bring true contentment mm-hmm. gratification and joy are the things that you can't put all our emphasis in. I heard, I think Sister Sandra's talking in Sunday school about things that we can idolize, those things that we put before God.
Yes.
That only have temporary fleshly satisfaction or joy or fulfillment in.
Yes.
And God wants us to focus on the things that have eternal value.
Yes.
And we don't always put our attention and focus on those things because we want the instant gratification. And we want it to sustain us, but it does not. Because there's nothing in this earth or in this world that will sustain you forever.
That's right.
Amen.
So
that's right.
That's the worldly side. This world will pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a new heaven and a new earth that will be eternal and everlasting. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to highlight a few scriptures that I'll just point out now so you have them for your notes. But we're going to look at Matthew 6, verses 19 and 20. Matthew 6, verse 19 and 20. Then we'll go over to 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. And then we will close with Philippians 4 and look at verses 11, 12, and 13. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, reliance, focus, and perspective is what we have to have on God's word. That's the who, the what, and the why. Who are you relying on? What is your focus? And why are you thinking about things the way you're thinking, your perspective? So if we look at Matthew 6 and 19.
Yes.
It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal.
Yes.
Verse 20 says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal.
Yes.
So the emphasis here is to focus on the things that have eternal value. And don't get caught up in the worldly things that are here today and gone tomorrow.
Amen.
The focus is on understanding that whatever you can obtain and achieve in this earth and on this side will eventually pass away. So you can't put a whole lot of emphasis and focus on those things, but you're focused on the eternal things. That's your relationships that you have, the bonds that you have with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
Those are the eternal times and memories that you'll cherish more than any possession that you can achieve or acquire. Those things don't sustain you or keep you. It's the loved ones that we've had in the past, the loved ones we have currently, or the people that we meet even tomorrow that will have the most eternal, lasting value.
Right.
And when it says lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, it's talking about the things that you value. Those are those fruits of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Those elements and those attributes that have eternal value will last forever. Those are the things that will sustain you through any circumstance or any situation. 2 Corinthians 4, 18, as we turn there, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
So, if we focus on the things that are not seen, those are fruits of the spirits. You don't see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Those are things that you, attributes that you exercise or that you pour out of yourselves through Christ, through
Amen.
God.
Right?
Amen.
Those are the things that have the most value in your friendships and your relationships with people.
Yes.
It's not the gift that you got last Christmas or your last birthday that you will sustain your memory. It's the relationship that you have with that person. And it's the relationship that you have with Christ that sustains you through the most difficult and challenging things.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, it's how sometimes in life people say, you know, they feel sad. So, okay, I'm going to go out and buy myself a new pair of shoes. I'm going to feel so much better.
Temporarily.
And it's there for the moment until you realize, oh man, I shouldn't have paid that much for those shoes or that outfit, or I wish I wouldn't have put so much emphasis on that. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. ice cream sundae had mm-hmm. me feeling great when I was eating, and now my stomach is hurting.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
so it's about what we are focusing and putting our attention on. The 2 Corinthians 4:18
mm-hmm.
talked about why we look not at the things which are seen, but at mm-hmm. the things which are not seen.
That's right.
That's King James. The NIV says it this way. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Amen.
Contentment, gratification, and joy are eternal, church. We have to fix our eyes on them on purpose, deliberately, on those things, because it's easy to get distracted.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is always trying to distract mm-hmm. us with things in life to make certain things seem so much more important than they should be.
Mm-hmm.
But if we focus on the things that have eternal or lasting value,
mm-hmm.
those are the things that really give us true contentment, gratification, and joy. Philippians 4 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
We look at where Paul is writing to the church of Philippi. He's saying, giving us the lesson about contentment. And he writes there, chapter 4, verse 11,
mm-hmm.
says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned mm-hmm. to be content,
mm-hmm.
whatever the circumstances.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Verse 12, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned the secret of being content in any Amen. And every situation,
Amen.
Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13, I can do all things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can do all things.
All things.
Through him who gives me strength.
Praise God, yes.
So,
that's it.
What's important to look at these three verses here, verse 11, mm-hmm. this thing called contentment, Paul is teaching us it must be learned. Our flesh is not naturally content with anything. It's always craving or desiring something. It's never satisfied. You give me $1 million today, I'm going to be asking for another million tomorrow.
That's not enough.
So that greed, that fleshly nature of never being satisfied, is always craving more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul said, you know what? I have to learn to be content, whatever the circumstances,
mm-hmm.
whether I'm in need or I have plenty.
Yes.
I have to learn to be content. And the lesson that Paul is trying to teach us here in this text is that when you are in need, you would understand that if I'm not content, but I'm in need,
mm-hmm.
my flesh wants to take.
Uh-huh.
It wants to covet.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to steal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing from the enemy.
Right.
I don't have, so I'm going to get it from somebody.
Right.
Somebody's going to take it from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of things is that we're being in plenty and being content, realizing that, you know what, I have all of this. I need to stop acting like God has not blessed me.
Mm-hmm.
And even what I do have, I need to say, well, God, what would you have me to do with it? Do with it. Help me to be a good steward
mm-hmm.
over all that you've blessed me with.
Amen.
So that I don't look at these blessings and look at them as my God and start mm-hmm. worshiping those mm-hmm. things. But mm-hmm. I'm still going to give honor and glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And honor and glory to God helps you bestow your blessings to others than there might be in need.
Amen.
It helps you put everything Amen. In perspective. I think I heard Sister Kimberly talk about balance in life, understanding that the things that we are blessed with, we are blessed to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul is saying here, I've learned whether I'm in plenty or I'm in want, I'm keeping my eyes fixed on Christ.
Yes.
My focus is going to be on him because he's going to keep everything in the right perspective.
Amen.
I'm not going to covet and try to take from somebody that has more than I have.
Amen.
And I'm going to know how to be a giver to those when I have plenty.
Amen. Amen.
Focusing on what Christ would have us to be, Paul says, I've learned
mm-hmm.
to be content. So that I've learned the secret
yes.
of being content
yes.
in every situation. On in verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
So what's this secret? Whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want, I've learned it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the secret is, verse 13, mm-hmm. I can do all things through him who gives me strength.
Strength.
Oh, that's the secret.
Mm-hmm. His grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't come naturally for us to be content. Contentment is a learned mindset.
Yes.
Contentment comes with training your flesh or your mind that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be all right.
Howard, come on now.
Whether in plenty or want, everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
Gratitude, gratification comes from focusing on keeping our eyes fixed
mm-hmm.
on that very fact, on that very promise of God. It's a promise. It's not a condition. It's a promise. God has said, I can do all things through
Him.
He didn't say some things,
me.
And then some maybe.
Yes.
He said, I can.
I can.
All things through
mm-hmm.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
Not through myself.
But through
not through my strength, because I'm going to fail every single day when I try everything under my own might.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get tired. I'm going to get weak. Mm-hmm. But I can rely on the strength of God to carry me through whatever mm-hmm. circumstance, whatever situation.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen. Yes, amen.
So, if that secret is knowing and trusting that I can do all things through Him,
mm-hmm.
now I have the strength to do whatever God has called me to do or to
mm-hmm.
be.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yes.
The secret of being content is all about gratitude, church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm grateful that I can do all things through Him.
Thank you, Father. That's right.
The secret of being content is all about joy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Being content about the joy of being able to do all things through Him. I got joy now because I can do all things
Hallelujah.
Through Him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be sad, depressed, worried, have filled with anxiety.
Amen.
Because I can do all things through Him. Now I have joy.
Got it all.
I'm grateful and I have joy.
Amen.
So the secret of contentment is total dependency on Christ.
Yes.
I'm not going to fret about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because God's got me. At the end of the day, God's got me.
Yes.
I can have all that God wants me to have.
Yes.
And I can be all that God wants me to be by totally focusing on and being totally fixated
mm-hmm.
on Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. You can only do this through His strength.
Amen.
Again, you can't rely on your own strength. You'll come up short. You'll fail. So it takes the Lord's strength to be content.
Mm-hmm.
And again, mm-hmm. our focus has to be on the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is in Him and by Him that we are able to be genuinely content,
mm-hmm.
grateful, and have joy.
Yes.
It is in Him where we find contentment and gratification.
Mm-hmm.
It is in Him where we find genuine joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about keeping our attention and our focus on Him. I can do all things through Him.
Yes.
My dependency is on Him, not on me, not on my ability, but on Him and through Him. I can accomplish all things. I can reach my goals and my dreams through Him.
Mm-hmm.
If I keep my eyes fixed on Him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that contentment, that gratification, gratitude, that joy comes in and focusing on a little bit what we pulled out of the Sunday school lesson, understanding what God has already done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He'd already done so much.
Over
He brought the
him.
People out of Egypt. He had done so much for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Delivered them from the hands of Pharaoh.
Yes.
Helped them to cross the Red Sea.
Yes.
All those things He had already done.
Mm-hmm.
And then contentment in what He has promised, where you're going to go, what He has said in His word, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. That's a promise.
Amen.
So I can find contentment in that.
Amen.
And not only what He's promised, but also being focused on being content with what He has already provided.
Yes.
So there are things in your life, you know, we have desires, we have wants, like, Lord, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, please bless. But there are things that you already have.
That's mm-hmm. right. You're
that you need to express gratitude
for
and thanksgiving for.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
So where He's brought you from, to where you are, to the promises and expectations that you have in the future.
Yes.
God covers the past, present, and future.
Thank you, Jesus.
All things are covered. So now I have contentment.
Yes.
I'm okay.
be satisfied with something.
I have gratitude for all of those things, and I have joy mm-hmm. every single day. Amen?
Amen.
So, we have to keep our focus on that. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, it's so easy for the enemy to distract you
mm-hmm.
and make you discontent with things that he's done, is doing, or will do. Mm-hmm. Because you're so focused on what you don't have versus what you do have.
Amen.
You're so focused That's on right. what you want for mm-hmm. things he's already said he's promised you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about us really staying in communion with God,
mm-hmm.
understanding his promises, understanding mm-hmm. his authority over all the circumstances and situations of life.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that the enemy can take from you that God hasn't already blessed you with.
Amen. Amen.
God has given you the talent. The enemy cannot take it away.
Amen.
You can be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your talent that God bless you for the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
But like we saw in the Sunday school lesson, God is always trying to pull you back in.
Mm-hmm.
But his loving arms, you're never too far away.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to discard you.
Mm-hmm.
So when his father said, I'm going to close with the parable of the lost son.
Oh.
Luke 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jesus, verse 11, Luke 15, Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons.
Mm-hmm.
The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them.
Mm-hmm.
Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, mm-hmm. set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth with mm-hmm. wild living. Verse 14, after he had spent everything there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need.
Mm-hmm.
So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16, he longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
Mm-hmm.
When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare,
mm-hmm.
and here I am starving to death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Verse 18, I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, mm-hmm. I have sinned and against you and against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make mm-hmm. me like one of your hired servants.
Mm-hmm.
So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his mm-hmm. father saw
Amen.
Him and was filled with compassion.
Yes.
Yeah.
He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Mm-hmm. But the father said to his servants, Quick,
mm-hmm.
bring the best robe and
yes.
put it on.
Yes.
Put a ring on his finger and mm-hmm. sandals on his feet. Bring mm-hmm. the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and is alive again.
Yes.
He was lost and is now found.
Mm-hmm.
So they began to celebrate. Verse 25, meanwhile, the older son was in the field.
Mm-hmm.
When he came near to the house, he heard music and dancing. Mm-hmm. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27, your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. The older brother became angry and refused to go in, so his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30, but when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill a fattened calf for
mm-hmm.
him?
For him?
Verse 31, the father said, My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours.
Yes.
But we have to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again.
Hallelujah.
He was lost and is now
found. Amen.
So what we learn from this parable is that the older brother had not learned to be content. Because
mm-hmm.
he had everything. When I talked about understanding what you already have.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that God or his father had even promised him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All the inheritance, everything was already set before him.
Mm-hmm.
But he let his own jealousy and envy over what somebody else didn't have get to him. He was the one in plenty. His brother was the one in want.
Mm-hmm.
But he had not learned the secret of being content, that he could do all things through Christ. He could do all things through his Father.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anything he needed or wanted was right there for him.
Right. Amen.
Already present.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the Father said to him, "You're always with me. And everything I have is yours."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The older brother had already had all that his father had owned.
Mm-hmm.
Yet his anger and resentment caused him to lose focus. He wasn't fixated on that fact, on that promise, mm-hmm. on that word
Amen.
That we have even in Christ Jesus. We have to keep our eyes and hearts and minds fixated on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We have to, church, to find contentment, gratification, and joy, and understand it's already ours.
Amen. Come on.
Contentment in life is already yours.
Come on.
All right.
Having a grateful heart is already yours.
Mm-hmm.
Being full of joy is already yours.
Yes.
God has promised us the kingdom of heaven. He's promised us to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Heaven and all that is in heaven is already yours as believers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Eternal life is already yours as believers. The things we want here on this side, you will find contentment in if you continue to delight yourself in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The desires of your heart can be realized by doing God's will, mm-hmm. not yours.
Amen.
But the enemy, as I said, he distracts us with the desires of our own nature, our fleshly mm-hmm. nature. He blinds us with not realizing what's already there before us.
Mm-hmm.
And changes our perspective to want or desire the things that don't line up with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And if we remember to rely on the Lord's strength,
mm-hmm.
you'll remain content. You'll be grateful. You'll have joy.
Yes.
We have to thank God for what we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have to thank God for what he will provide, what he has provided,
mm-hmm.
and even the desires of our hearts as they align with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
And church, if you are in a season of plenty or abundance,
mm-hmm.
thank God and do with it what he has instructed you to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he instructs you to help someone in need or his wisdom gives you insight on how better to save or invest, do that.
Amen.
Give as he has purpose in your heart to give.
Mm-hmm.
We are blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
Or, church, if you're on the other side of it, you're in need.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a season of lack.
Yes.
Thank God for what you do have.
Yes.
On your way to having all that God would have in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We need only to keep our eyes fixated on him and look to him to have strength.
Amen.
To enjoy a life of contentment and gratefulness and to have joy.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this word today.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for contentment, gratification, and joy. We thank you, Father God, for giving us a spirit to listen to you and to be guided by the Holy Spirit of all that you've instructed us to do and to be.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, God, for your strength and for your Son, Jesus, who showed us the way how to love unconditionally,
mm-hmm.
how to focus on being just kind,
mm-hmm.
being loving, being gentle, having self-control, all those fruit of the Spirit, Lord, that you bless us with through your Son, Jesus, we thank you and give you praise for. As we go forth, help us to do your will and not ours in all things. In Jesus' holy and precious name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.